Jesus began, "I wish to tell my brides that beautiful things are in store for them if they will really, seriously apply themselves. Changes are coming, breakthroughs and equipping, and it is vitally important that my brides handle these with respect and care. I'm clarifying missions and extending anointings, but you must be on the alert for what I am doing. You cannot doze off and say, 'Oh, another day, just like yesterday, same old, same old.' You will miss me if you do this. Many of you are living in the consequences of wrong choices. Your flesh and affections have led you astray for many years, and if you're feeling dissatisfied with your life, it is because I am stirring up your nest of complacency. I'm sending my wind to blow the nest apart and free you. Most of you don't even know you are living in bondage to the past. Living in the past, the status quo, is no longer right for some of you, my brides. You have matured spiritually, and now is the season to move forward into the unknown. As your anointing grows, as you use it, you expand, and what was a little job becomes a substantial job. And those who have held up under pressure and been loyal to me, what was substantial is now moving into a work that will affect thousands, and eventually millions, but that is beyond you to see or even contemplate. Remember, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Once it is planted, it grows to a great bush, hardy enough to become lodging for many birds. I am drawing my people into cohesive groups and works. This channel has far surpassed just being a channel. It is a great work that reaches around the world and will draw souls that are serious about me into a cohesive group. Groups do not become a thing. I am always the thing that holds groups together. And those of you whose lives have substantially changed are being called up higher and wider to occupy spiritual territory, to train and equip others who hunger for what you have. This relationship must be the bedrock of any ministry, with a covering of humility to keep it safe. I have told Claire that people will be coming and going from the refuge. This is in confirmation to the word I gave to my prophet that she would be in a dark forest carrying a torch. And with her were young people as they were making their way through the forest, ever so carefully. Then, all of a sudden, the torch would become brilliant, lighting up the entire forest, and each soul would come with a torch to light from hers, and then go out into the world in four directions to circle the globe. What you have been taught here is truly the foundation of my early church, before man got a hold of it and began to exploit it. Many of you have Bible teachings from evangelical church groups, but what they were lacking was the presence of the great cloud of witnesses and interaction with them, as well as my body and blood, in which you receive every day all that you need to stay humble, pure, steadfast in faith, and strong in temptation. My priests, when you elevate me above the altar, I want you to proclaim this to me. I love and adore you beyond all things, Jesus. You have all that I need. As I receive you, please equip me with, and then you fill in the blank space. Please equip me with blank to do your perfect will today, or something similar. You can even make note of what you feel most acutely. Lord, give me your courage, or give me your stamina and patience, or help me to be long-suffering, and give me your love for your people. Let your heart beat in mine. Let your mind think through me. All of these sentiments will draw the graces within me for you. It is an act of faith, an act of obedience, an act of love, and all that I stood for from the cross. Heart dwellers, you are most unique among my Christian people. You have the scriptures, the saints, especially the express corridor to holiness in the example of St. Francis, who lived every day in great divine intimacy. You have my mother who adores you, and all of me, my body, soul, and spirit, complete in the host that you receive, plus the secret place in my heart when you practice dwelling prayer. Draw on me in great faith, and I shall supply your need. You need it. You indeed are blessed. You have it all. For those who want to be equipped to go out, I am making the refuge available to you, as well as for those who want to live in seclusion, too. You know, I just wanted to share with you, I've been inspired to ask the Lord for specific graces when I elevate the host, because I know that He has all the virtues. So whatever I'm lacking or feeling insufficient of, and believe me, it's a lot, I ask Him for those things before I receive the host. And He is really strengthening me. It has made a big difference. As the days go by, Claire will be given more specifics about timing and lifestyle, leaving the world behind to embrace me more fully. This will give you the foundation you need to reach your pinnacle of holiness. Notice he said your pinnacle of holiness. I will set out examples for you from many of my saints, but you will be a saint in your own unique way, because I made you different from all others. What you will all share is the desire to be holy and pleasing to me. Your identity and how you arrive there will be totally and uniquely you. No cookie-cutter Christians, because you did not come forth from a cookie-cutter. There is only one you that fits into my Father's heart. You will learn to discern and form relationships out of the great cloud. Souls who identify with you and your purpose and will always be there to guide and help form you. You will learn of the great intercessory force of those in purgatory. You will be physically, emotionally, spiritually strengthened when you receive my body and blood. You will have the scriptures to teach you and even guide you with Ramus. You will have my spirit and speak in new tongues. Your lifestyle will be admired and desired by those who sincerely want me. But you will receive scorn and contempt from those who limit themselves to popular Christian culture. You will bask in the great rivers of peace that flow through your garden as we fellowship with you in dwelling prayer. You will be in a community environment where it is safe to be honest, transparent, and upfront about your feelings, fears, struggles, and how to overcome them spiritually. It will be very much like it is now online, but instead of being stuck in a hostile world where everyone's picking at you and accusing you, you'll be surrounded by my brides seeking intimacy with me. And here I want to say, guys, I don't envision a large community. I envision a very small community, actually, 12 or 13 people, but people coming and going. You know, that's another story. But one of the things that we did on the mountain was we would get together after our prayers, and we would talk about what the Lord was doing in our life and what our particular challenges were. And then we'd pray for one another. We'd know what to pray for. There were no facades and no trying to look like a really together Christian. Nothing like that. More or less, we just bared our hearts, like I do on the channel, and said, this is what I'm really struggling with. This is serious. And we weren't ridiculed for it. We were reinforced and encouraged by those around us. It was a very sweet time. But I will tell you in advance, the Lord continued, the struggles against your nature will be very difficult at times. You will struggle with letting go of certain personal freedoms, like getting on the internet any time you want to. The internet in this environment will undermine intimacy with me. Unless you are working on the channel, and even then, there will be times when you need to fast from it. Focusing on the world puts your attention off of me and onto the enticements of your culture. You will be free to leave any time you wish. But my heart is that you will stay and purify your heart so that you can belong totally to me. And that might take some time. You have followed my teachings through Claire. There you will be living them. Your pride will not survive. I was the same way with my apostles. We lived the life of what later became my gospels. My people, it is not what you learn. It is how you live once you've learned. This life is not for those who consider themselves intelligent and gifted people. It is for those who have seen themselves in my mirror and are ever so grateful that I have called them anyway. It is for the ordinary souls like you and Claire. This is what I came to do, but the upper class exploited it. You, on the other hand, are simple little ones whose heart beats only to please me. Your choice to live in detachment from the worldly things will protect you from avarice and pride. It will also be a clear message for those who are seeking to be exalted, recognized, and influential, that there is nothing here for them. Many are called, few are chosen, and even fewer respond. But are you called? You will feel an exhaustion with worldly dramas, yet you will pray with great compassion for the world. Those of you with children, I will not leave you out. Be patient. Your detachment from worldly comforts, dear ones, will shout out, "Jesus is all I need to be happy." There will be many tests of your resolve to conquer yourself. The hermitage is not for sissies. In fact, it is a place where devils love to come and taunt you with all manner of temptations. But many of you have already been through that, so you expect it. The more productive you are in my kingdom, the more you will be attacked. But it is also a place of victory and encountering me deeply, divinely, in a way that will cause you to never be the same.